Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for September 2026. And it is titled, Falsely Claiming All Believers Can Do Sign Miracles. Pastor Bill Johnson of Bethel Church in Redding, California, has developed a whole system of theology that seeks to make sign miracles the norm. It is very man-oriented in nature and thus robs God of His glory. Sadly, this errant theology has spread like wildfire throughout the evangelical landscape. Bill believes that sign miracles are to be the norm for every Christian. He believes that right now is the believer's responsibility to make, quote, on earth as it is in heaven, a present reality. It is the believer's job to usher in the kingdom through ever-increasing supernatural breakthroughs. We can now do exactly what Jesus did in terms of physical miracles. In this regard, there was nothing special about what Jesus did. This feeds the ego, but is heretically wrong. In his book titled Supernatural Power of a Transformed Mind, Bill writes, quote, He, God, has made himself vulnerable to the desires of his people. He gave us kingdom principles that set up our parameters. Then he said, Dreamers, come, let's dream together and write the story of human history. The idea is, on earth as it is in heaven. Now go, run with it, make it happen. End of quote. Pages 133 through 135. God doesn't make it happen. You make it happen. Not by yourself, of course. Bill's constant refrain is that we are co-laborers with God. But the emphasis is largely on you. He says, quote, Yet something strange happens as the person enters into the intimacy of our friendship with God. God becomes interested in our desires. And ultimately, he wants our minds renewed so that our will can be done. End of quote, page 129. This makes it largely about you. Bill says, quote, I have come to see that the normal Christian life means miracles, spiritual intervention, and revelation, page 25. And again, that is the essence, quote, that is the essence of the gospel, to do exactly what Jesus did and destroy the works of the devil. That is normal Christianity. Miracles are normal. Salvation and deliverance are normal. Revelation, prophetic insight, words of knowledge are normal. End of quote, page 35. Bill believes that for the believer, doing miracles should be as normal as Jesus doing miracles. He writes, quote, We are here as ambassadors assigned, given dominion over a planet to represent his name, to do what Jesus did, end of quote, page 152. And again, quote, his will, flowing from his mind, needs an amen from the body before anything gets done that he intended. Remember, it is what is seen in the life of Jesus, healing, deliverance, compassion, holiness, and glory, that is to be seen in the life of every believer. End of quote, page 161. Bill goes so far as to say, quote, Christians are absolutely responsible for bringing divine healing to people, proving the will of God, bringing earthly reality into line with what is true in heaven, page 175, or page 75, rather. He says, quote, most people's ministry involves trying to get God to fix problems on earth, when we should be commanding storms to be calm. End of quote, page 92. Bill says, quote, when problems come, you should already know the right thing to do. You shouldn't have to seek God in hours of discouraged prayer. End of quote, page 93. In his book, Dreaming with God, Bill writes, quote, even John the Baptist's statement, he must increase, but I must decrease, is often misapplied. John the Baptist passed the baton to Jesus, who passed it on to us, that we might increase. Page 38. This makes it all about us. Bill says, while it's true that God does not give his glory to another, we're not another. We are members of his body. End of quote. Thus, Bill exalts a man-oriented theology that in reality deprecates giving God alone all the glory. John wrote the entire Gospel of John, so we might believe. He says that Jesus did many signs so that we, quote, may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. John 20, 30, 31. These signs were not normal, but rather totally unique signs that specifically pointed to Jesus as the Messiah. In turn, the apostles, as Christ's unique authoritative representatives, did special signs and wonders that were never the norm. 2 Corinthians 12, 12, the signs of an apostle. They weren't for everybody. Hebrews 2, 3, and 4. We can't make miracles happen. This cannot be taught as Bill wrongly claims. Miracles are a total specialized God thing. To claim otherwise is to rob God of his glory. Sign miracles have never been the norm. They are uniquely tied to the affirmation of new revelation, which is not happening. Thought: there is a God, and we are not him. There is a God, and he alone specializes in the miraculous. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.